For Lance Schinkel, it all started with a small wooden horse. From there, things just kept getting bigger.
You know, I didn't even think about how long it would take. I didn't think about how much work it would be. Probably if I thought about it, I wouldn't have done it.
It's been 25 years since Lance carved the first horse for his carousel. Now, he's decided it's finally time to finish. He actually completed enough horses to run the carousel years ago. It spun for a couple seasons on the Cape in the 90s, but each fall it was packed up and stored away. It's never had a permanent home. And that's why Lance is still at it, because for him, finishing the carousel doesn't mean putting the parts together and watching it spin. Finishing means never having to take it down again.
If it's not used, it's kind of, what good is it? It's like it's your kid. At some point in time, you want it to go out into the world and be able to make its own way.
After 25 years, Lance is tired of worrying about the project. Storing all the parts is a lot of work, not to mention keeping the machine up to date. And he wants it to be there for the community to enjoy. So he gave the carousel this year to a nonprofit called Carousel of Light. They're working to find it a permanent home by 2015. Lance says it can be an uphill battle.
It's not easy placing a carousel because, you know, it takes up a lot of space. If you took the same amount of space and made a retail space, like a liquor store or something, that can make a lot more money.
Sometimes Lance works on a horse in downtown Falmouth or at a local festival or fair. The carving is promotional, he says, to raise awareness. By now, he's carved nearly 40 horses, far more than the carousel could ever hold. These horses are used to living a quiet life. Most rest in small stalls lining the walls of Lance's garage in Falmouth. Some have wild manes and blazing eyes. Others are prancing and carefree. But each horse starts out the same, a hollow block of wood just big enough to fit your arms around.
Let me carve on the other side because I need to get...
Lance puts the block up at eye level on a wooden stand. He takes hold of his chainsaw and leans in.
Sometimes what I'll do, when I first start off with this big block of wood, I'll have some earphones on, and I'll put on some heavy rock and roll and just, you know, rip into it. And as the horse gets more refined, then the music gets more refined. Then it goes to kind of more jazz. And by the end, while I'm doing a little chiseling, I might even go to classical.
When he's working with his chisel, Lance says a horse's personality reveals itself bit by bit.
A lot of these horses are very much like relationships. There's some that you hate, and there's some that... There's some horses that you're automatically drawn to. If you're doing a real happy horse, you don't want to carve on that particular horse if you're really down. And sometimes I'll be carving along after I've carved all day long, and I'm kind of looking at the head as I'm carving, and the horse is kind of, he's kind of looking at you, and then the horse goes from kind of inquisitive to looking a certain way.
Lance started the carousel when he had a small sign-making business on the Cape. At his peak, he was working on the project 8 hours a day, 7 days a week. He says he understands how people might think he's crazy.
It's kind of obsessive, you know, to do something so long. But pretty soon, you kind of have to do. Like, there's runners that I know that have to run every day, and you think to yourself, what are they, nuts? They run 10 miles a day or something? But it's kind of like any kind of a hobby. You know, like if you learn how to play the piano, you might do a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, and then the years go by.
The Carousel of Light nonprofit is looking all over the Cape for a permanent home for the carousel. Once it's up and running, there'll be a small fee to ride it, and proceeds will go to local charities. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Brigitte Green in Falmouth.